Time now for the tafsir of Surah Ar-Rahman. Yesterday we commenced with the second ruku of Surah Ar-Rahman, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Kullu man alayha fan. All who are on earth are bound to perish. Allah specifically speaks about those who are on earth because earlier on Allah said, Wal arda wada'aha lil anam. Allah talks about creating the earth for men and jinn in particular, for the creation on earth. Everything on earth will come to an end. When? At the time of Qiyamah. And none will remain. Everyone will have to perish. It doesn't mean that the celestial bodies, those in the heavens, will not come to an end. Another verse talks about that. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهًا. But only Allah will remain. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكْ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. The countenance of your sustainer. The word here is wajh. Literally translated as face, translated here as countenance. It means the being of Allah. Only Allah will remain. Who is Allah? Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, the being of majesty and glory. I explained yesterday that Ikram, according to some of Fasirin, means that being who is the true bestower of favors and mercy. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَنْ يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. All who are in the heavens and earth ask of Allah. Everything, everyone, whether we understand their speech or not, or whether we classify them as having speech or not, everything and everyone speaks to Allah, asks of Allah, because He's the one, the only one, the absolute one that can grant and that can bestow. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ. Every day He's engaged in some matter. Someone is dying, someone is being born, someone is being granted sickness, someone is being granted health, someone is being granted knowledge, someone is being tested, someone is being punished. But Allah does not struggle with juggling all of this. It's perfectly balanced. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَنْ سَنَفْرُغُ لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الثَّقَلَانِ. We shall quickly dispense ourselves for you, O you two heavily laden groups. الثقلان. I explained yesterday that this is in reference to men and jinn. We are heavily laden in that Allah has made us valuable. That which is heavy is considered to be valuable. Why are we valuable? Because Allah has given us intellect beyond the other creations of Allah on earth. Allah is telling us, you will be taken to account. سَنَفْرُغُ لَكُمْ. You will be taken to account. You will have to answer for your deeds. You will taste the reward of the punishment. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَنِ يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ أَن تَنْفُضُوا مِنْ أَقْطَارِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَانْفُضُوا لَا تَنْفُضُونَ إِلَّا بِسُلْطَانٍ. Now, moving on, you know, the verse that we discussed today, the first verse, Allah is addressing men and jinn in particular. يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. If you have the ability to run away from the corners of the heavens and the earth, then run, flee. La tanfuduna illa bi sultan. You will not be able to flee without any permission or mandate from Allah. So Allah is saying, all of you men put together and all of you jinn put together, if you were to pool your talents, your resources and your strengths, you will not be able to run away from Allah. You will not be able to run away from the reckoning of Allah, from the tests of Allah, the punishment of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Here Allah is telling us, you can't run away from Allah. It's not like the world where you can run away from the law. You skip the country. You got a stash overseas. You've got offshore accounts. You can escape the long arm of the law. You cannot escape Allah. Where are you going to run to? You cannot go anywhere. Your feet won't move without the permission of Allah. So even if you were to be granted the ability to run, to flee, it'll only be Allah who can grant it to you. And how far are you going to run? Ultimately, Allah is going to hold you to account. So remember that. The second thing is Allah is showing us how powerless we are. That our combined strength, resources and talents, we cannot move an inch without the permission of Allah. Now, here Allah says, if you want to flee from the corners of the heavens and the earth, then flee. It brings into the discussion the issue of space travel. NASA. Some would say, oh, but the Quran says you can't flee the corners of the heavens and the earth. So what about space travel? I don't want to go into a scientific discussion so early in the morning. But the ulama have said this does not contradict space travel in any way. Because if you go to the moon or you go to Mars or wherever, you're still within the realm of the first earth or the first heaven. You haven't really gone to the heavens. You haven't really pierced the heavens in the sense of the Quran. You may have gone out of planet Earth, but you're still all within this first layer, this first tier. The heavens is something beyond that. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So which of the bounties of your sustainer are you two going to deny? Allah is explaining things so openly, so clearly. Allah is highlighting the advantages, the disadvantages. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala starts talking about the punishments. of the day of Qiyamah for those who are disobedient. And although Surah Rahman is known to be a surah where Allah talks about his bounties, the ulama explain that to talk about punishment is also a bounty in two senses, or in two ways. One is you're warning people ahead of time so that they can avoid the punishment, and that is a bounty. Or punishment, you know, meted out to the criminals is a bounty in favor of the obedient servants of Allah. That's how you distinguish between the obedient and the disobedient. So Allah says, يُرْسَلُ عَلَيْكُمَ شُوَادٌ مِّن نَارٍ وَنُحَاسٌ فَلَا تَنْتَصِرًا. Clear flames of fire and smoke will be let loose on you, meaning O men and jinn, then you will not be able to take revenge. Shuwad, according to Abdullah ibn Abbas, is a flame without smoke. And Nuhas is smoke with no flame. So sometimes Allah will punish with a flame that has no smoke, or at times He'll punish with smoke that has no flame. In Surah Mursalat, Allah tells us that the criminals will be told, "Intaliqu ila dhillin dhi thalathi shu'ab." Go towards a canopy that has three parts. La dhalili wa la yughni min al-lahab. But even though it's a canopy, it will not give you shade, nor will it protect you against the heat. A canopy in this world provides protection against the heat. It gives you shade. But in Qiyamah, when you're being punished, in Jannah, when you're being punished, even the canopy will not provide you shelter or shade. Innaha tarmi bi shararin kal qasr. Jahannam will throw sparks that are like huge palaces, massive sparks, resembling pitch black camels. Allah is painting the very horrific picture of what punishment looks like, what Qiyamah is all about. فَإِذَنْ شَقَّتِ السَّمَاءِ فَكَانَتْ وَرْدَةً كَالدِّهَانِ. Allah says that when the sky is split asunder and becomes red like tanned leather, this is when Qiyamah will start. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Now which of the bounties of your sustainer are you two going to deny?